Hello.
Good evening. My name is Rick and I'm calling for the Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. We're not selling anything and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio, television station, newspaper, advertisement agency, media organization, or work or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. Now, which of the following political parties are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or not registered in a party?
Republican.
Thank you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the Republican primary election for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Miami-Dade County, like Sheriff, Supervisor of Elections, on Tuesday, August 20? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely to
definitely.
Vote? Definitely. Thank you. Now, what is your main racial background?
White Caucasian.
Thank you. And what is your age?
66.
Thank you. Now, of the following list that I will give you, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami-Dade County focus on the most to help you and your family? I will give you a list, but just tell me which one will put at the top. Traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, overdevelopment, taxes and county government spending, illegal immigration, corruption in county government, crime and public safety, housing and property insurance costs.
Are you talking just locally? Is that
well,
what the first part of the question was?
Yes. Which of the following your local elected officials in Miami-Dade County?
Probably traffic.
Thank you. Now, I will now give you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Just please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion, you've never heard of them as well, you can indicate that as well. Okay. First,
okay.
Kevin Marino Cabrera.
Probably middle of the road. What's the one that's in the middle? That would be.
It's neither favorable, unfavorable. You
neither
mean have no opinion.
Neither favorable or unfavorable.
Okay. How about Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Joe Sanchez?
No opinion.
Okay. Jose Aragu?
Favorable.
Would you say very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. How about Mario Knapp?
Somewhat favorable.
Ron DeSantis?
Very favorable.
Next, Ernesto Rodriguez.
I don't know him.
Okay. How about Rosanna Cordero Stutz?
Don't know him.
And Francis Suarez.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. And next, as you may know, 6 years ago, a constitutional amendment was approved by Florida voters that required all counties in the state to hold elections for local offices such as sheriff, clerks of courts, tax collector, supervisor of elections. And previously, the people in these positions have been appointed by the Miami-Dade County mayor. But now, Miami-Dade County voters will vote to elect candidates to these offices. Let's say the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County sheriff will hold today. Among the following candidates for whom you will vote. First, Jose Aragu, Mario Knapp, Joe Sanchez, Rolando Riera, Rosanna Cordero Stutz, Alexander Fournet, Justin Bishop, John Rivera, Roman De La Rua, Jeffrey Giordano, Ernesto Rodriguez, or Ignacio Alvarez?
Joe Santos.
Thank you. And next, and thank you so much for your time. We're almost done, okay? We'll go as fast as I can. Thank you.
Sure.
Now, among a smaller list of candidates this time, if the Republican primary election for a Miami-Dade County Sheriff will hold today, for whom you will vote? Joe Sanchez, Rosanna Cordero-Stutz, or another candidate?
Joe Sanchez.
Okay. And as you may know, President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosanna Cordero-Stutz in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff. Considering this, you will vote for Joe Sanchez, Rosanna Cordero-Stutz, or another candidate? Okay.
Joe Sanchez.
Okay. Now, prior to taking this survey, were you aware or unaware that President Donald Trump had endorsed Rosanna Cordero-Stutz in this election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff?
I was unaware.
Okay. Now, I will now give you a statement about Joe Sanchez. Afterwards, also please indicate how you will vote. Joe Sanchez was born in Cuba, and he and his family fled communism rule when he was just 6 years old. Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years and is a proud product of the Miami-Dade County Public Schools and Miami-Dade College. Sanchez is a career law enforcement officer who served in the Army Reserves for 8 years and has worked for decades as a Florida Highway Patrol trooper. Sanchez would prioritize neighborhood safety and bring a no-nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff. Now, taking into account everything that you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom you will vote? Joe Sanchez, Rosanna Cordero-Stutz, or another candidate?
Joe Sanchez.
Okay, thank you. Now, I will give you some statement about Joe Sanchez and Rosanna Cordero-Stutz as well, and again, indicate how you will vote. First, one candidate is Joe Sanchez. Supporters said that Joe Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years, will bring a no-nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff, and strongly support President Trump and his law and order platform. Opponents said that Joe Sanchez served as a Miami City Commissioner for over a decade, is tied to the corrupt Miami political machine, and voted to give millions in taxpayer dollars to build Marlins Park. Now, another candidate is Rosanna Cordero-Stutz. Supporters said that Cordero-Stutz is the only candidate endorsed by President Trump and has dedicated nearly 30 years of her life serving your community in the Miami-Dade County Police Department. Now, opponents said that Rosanna Cordero-Stutz has lived and voted in Broward County for the last 25 years and has aligned herself with progressive Democrats like Mayor Daniel Levine Cava. One final time. Taking into account everything you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom you will vote? Joe Sanchez, Rosanna Cordero-Stutz, or another candidate?
Joe Sanchez.
Thank you. Now, I will just ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just for classification purposes only, okay? If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would you say that you are very conservative or maybe somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed?
College graduate.
Thank you. And just college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, or maybe with a bachelor's or four-year degree?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you. And that's all I needed. I thank you so much for taking the time to answer. Thank you again, and I hope you have a nice evening.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.